This is the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones.
Brady takes the snap, back to throw, gets rid of it down the field. Caught, 20-yard line, 30, 35, 40, down the left sideline. He's going to go the distance, a 99-yard touchdown play.
The Sun Life Patriots postgame show is your source for instant news and reaction following every Patriots game.
The Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium, here's your host, Adam Jones.
Patriots with a statement victory tonight over what was considered, and certainly by record, was the top team in the AFC. Patriots welcome the Houston Texans to Foxborough the way they used to welcome teams to Foxborough back in the day. 42-14, your score. It's right, Kevin. This thing was a whipping of epic proportions. It was 21-0 at halftime. Patriots scored on their first three drives of the game. They improved to 10-3. Houston falls to 11-2. And you got to wonder what the fallout is going to be for that Texans team. They fancied themselves championship Super Bowl contenders coming in. You got to wonder how that loss is going to sit with this team and affect this team. And the AFC is now wide open. Patriots are 10-3, along with Denver at 10-3. They're each a game behind Houston. Patriots, of course, beat the Broncos head-to-head. Baltimore, after their awful loss against Washington earlier this weekend, they're at 9-4. So the Patriots, with San Francisco at Jacksonville and Miami remaining, if you take care of the Niners in 6 days here in Foxborough, you're in the driver's seat for at the very least a bye week, if not even better, if the Texans continue to trend back to the rest of the conference. Patriots have won 7 in a row after starting the season 3-3. They are now 23-1 at home in the month of December. 23-1, and they've won 20 in a row. This team is on a roll right now. Three of their last four have been blowouts, two of them coming against contending teams in the AFC South. The Indianapolis Colts, they blew out. That's a team that sits at 9-4. And the Houston Texans, teams with 20 combined wins. Patriots have rolled it up on them, beating Houston tonight 42-14. It's the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones with you live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. We, of course, want your thoughts on this thing. A few things on the table. One, do you look at the Patriots now as true, legitimate, not just contenders for the Super Bowl, but the front runners for the Super Bowl? And I think it's hard to ignore them the way they're playing now, especially with point number two. What do you think of that defense? Four games in a row now. We mentioned two of them, at least, against playoff contenders. You also had Miami and the Jets mixed in there. The Patriots seem to be pressuring quarterbacks more. They're still forcing turnovers. I don't see how you can't like what you've seen out of the Patriots defense these last 4 weeks, which coincides with the addition of Aqib Talib. We'll see the extent of his injury, and it's something we'll get to here momentarily on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Here's how you get in touch with us, 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. What did this statement win mean for the Patriots? Do you view them, like I do now after this victory, as the clear-cut favorites to win the Super Bowl? I think it's how you have to view this team with a win like this tonight. Look, it could change in a week if the Niners come in here and handle the Patriots or beat them in a low-scoring game. Maybe we'll look at them differently. But right now, through 14 weeks, they have to be the favorites, especially the way that defense has been playing over the last month. We'll get to your feedback here momentarily. But let's kick off the post-game show as we do each and every week with the good, the bad, and the injured.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
Don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
On the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones.
I think you know how this thing's going to go. There is a lot of good on the good list tonight, starting with Tom Brady, his 18th career game with four touchdown passes. He was 21-35. 296 yards, four touchdowns, zero picks. His touchdown to interception ratio on the season, 29-4.
Everyone sucks but me.
This is the type of game, Tom, where all of a sudden you are looked at now as potentially the MVP frontrunner. It's him and Peyton Manning. It's just like old times. Manning has the great story. But a win like this against a defense like that and a team that had been rolling, Kevin,
yeah,
I think it's going to put him on top of a lot of MVP
after
lists.
After that big fist pump after the scramble,
yep,
the MVP chance broke out here
yep.
at Gillette Stadium.
The third and five scramble, which I saw on Twitter, reminded some people of when Brady shook Brian Urlacher, what was it, 5-6 years ago here in Foxborough. Tom Brady was exceptional. And these are the kind of games, you can put Brady on the good list just about every week. These are the kind of games where he's instrumental in how he handles the offense, handles the tempo. It's one of the first times I've had him on there recently. Totally deserving to be on the top of the good list tonight, the way the Patriots hammer the Texans 42-14. And he orchestrates the first three drives. They jump out to a 21-0 lead. I would not underestimate that. Also on the good list, and part of the reason they jumped out to such a good lead early, Devin McCourty's end zone interception helped turn the game. You know, the Texans are driving after the Patriots' opening touchdown. And that's right. He deserves a standing ovation after that. Patriots get a stop on the opening drive, force the Texans to a punt after four plays. They march down the field, 7:56, to Aaron Hernandez, 7-yard touchdown. And the Texans answer right back, 8 plays, 59 yards. But McCourty gets the end zone pick. And the Patriots, in turn, open it up to a 14-0 lead after Brandon Lloyd's 37-yard touchdown, 6 plays and 82 yards later. It's McCourty's fourth interception of the year. And this isn't one like the Buffalo game in Foxborough where Ryan Fitzpatrick just hands it right to him in the end zone. This is a play where he undercuts the route of Kevin Walter and makes an excellent read on it, and it put the Patriots in position to go in front by 2 scores. So Devin McCourty joins Tom Brady on the good list, along with a whipping boy for me all season and a whipping boy for many, Brandon Lloyd. This is the type of impact you expected when the Patriots signed him in the offseason. 7 catches. That's right, Kevin. 89 yards. That 37-yard touchdown, I thought, was a thing of beauty. I expected to see a lot of that this year from Lloyd. It's really the first time we've seen him go down the field at all. I thought there was another play where Brady had him, and Lloyd just let up on the route. But I think it's all forgiven, especially since Lloyd came out and defended himself a bit in the media this week. He's been catching a lot of criticism from people like myself. Great shut-up performance from Brandon Lloyd. He also fell on a fumble recovery in the end zone after Woodhead got stripped by J.J. Watt. So I thought it was a good day for Brandon Lloyd. Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones with you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. You can get in touch, 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Give us your good list and your bad list tonight. You've heard my good. The bad? I go with Stephen Ridley on the bad list, and you look at the overall numbers, 18 carries, 72 yards, a touchdown for the sixth straight game, average 4 yards a carry against a stout Texans front seven. I thought that fumble on the opening drive, he got completely bailed out by Aaron Hernandez falling on top of that thing. Otherwise, instead of the Patriots going up 7-0 early on, you're looking at Stephen Ridley with a killer fumble, and who knows how that game turns out. So for me, you can't ignore that. And I know the final numbers looked okay from Ridley, but ball security's been an issue in the past, and it's something I want to track here. So Stephen Ridley on the bad list. And look, we do have to nitpick a little bit when you blow out what was the best team in the AFC. I also think Wes Welker has to be on the bad list tonight. I think he's been phenomenal all season, but I counted at least 3 drops, if not 4. And I don't even think I was grading too harshly on those drops. He had balls that were in his hands, and he just couldn't hold on his fingertips or whatever it was. I thought it was a rough day for Welker. Not a big picture issue for him. I think he'll be fine. We all know what he's capable of. But to me, I thought it was a rough night for him. And look, Ryan Mallett comes in the game and throws a pick. Got to be on the bad list. It's the only turnover of the night for the Patriots. So those three were my bads. Ridley with the fumble, Welker with the drops, and Mallett with the interceptions. Aqib Talib left the game with what we believe was a hip injury. His return was announced as questionable. He did not come back to the game. That could be significant for the Patriots. We saw McCourty playing corner at the end of the game because Alfonso Dennard, or Alfonso Dennard, as John Gruden liked to call him on the broadcast tonight. It's Alfonso Dennard, John. He also left the game with a leg injury. Kyle Arrington was banged up. So that bears watching in the secondary, especially given the way Talib has allowed the Patriots to come after quarterbacks a little bit more. Entering play tonight in the 3 games since the addition of Talib, Patriots were blitzing about twice as much as they were before they got him. Schematically, for whatever reason, it's been significant. Since the Patriots acquired him, you're going to want him for that game against San Francisco, but all three of those corners banged up. Mayo and Spikes also getting worked on. So the Patriots defense took a beating tonight. That's your good, bad, and injured on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones with you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. We're presented by Sun Life Financial. They can help you protect your financial security whether you're in the game or sideline with an illness or injury. Talk to your employer about Sun Life benefits or visit sunlifeknowsbenefits.com to learn more. Get the benefit. Get to know Sun Life. Coming up on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show, you'll hear from Patriots coach Bill Belichick shortly after midnight here on the East Coast. We'll go to the podium and hear from Belichick. Coming up a half hour after that, you'll hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. We also hope to grab someone out of that Patriots victorious locker room as they hammer the Texans tonight, 42-14. Now they're just a game behind Houston in the AFC playoff race. They hold a tiebreaker with them. They hold a tiebreaker with Denver. So you got to like the Patriots' chances. And I said earlier, you have to view them not just as a Super Bowl contender now, because I already felt that's what they were. They're the Super Bowl favorite. They're the Super Bowl favorite after what they put on display tonight. Through 14 weeks in the NFL, it can change if they have a letdown performance against the Niners. And look, Sam Fran will come in here. They'll have an extra day of rest. They do get to go from the West Coast to the East, so maybe that evens out. But through 14 weeks, Patriots are your Super Bowl favorites, especially with the way that defense has played over the last month. And I think that's going to be the discussion nationally, and I think certainly locally, you have to view the Patriots that way. To open up the phones, 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio at patriots.com. Let's kick things off with Mark, who's in England by way of Gloucester. What'd you think of that win tonight, Mark?
Well, I think it just goes to show Belichick, at the beginning of the year, makes a lot of combinations, both offensively and defensively. Come November, it all starts to gel. December and January, they're tough.
There's no doubt about that, Mark. And one of the things we hit on a few weeks ago, when the Patriots got to the bye week after blowing out the Rams in London, we asked the question. They had run the table in the second half the two previous seasons in 2010 and 2011, going 8-0 in the second half of each season. We asked the question, can the Patriots do it again? Or will the Patriots do it again? And I don't think many people weighed in and said they thought they would because of these back-to-back games. Houston on Monday night in Foxborough, San Francisco 6 days after that on a Sunday night, two nationally televised games, both here in New England. Most of the people we talked to, and I'll lump myself in this group as well, didn't think the Patriots would be able to run the table because of the high degree of difficulty of those games, particularly back-to-back. They're not just sprinkled in over your schedule. They're back-to-back physical games, and maybe the Patriots don't bounce back well from this one, given how many guys were dinged up. And I do think that's a product of who you were going against today, though most of the injuries did come on the defensive side of the football. But when we tossed that question out there, very few people thought the Patriots would run the table in the second half. And look, if they take care of San Francisco 6 days from now on Sunday night against the Niners, all that's left, at Jacksonville, home against Miami. And that's it. That's all that's separating you from going on another perfect run in the second half of the season and finishing the year with 13 wins. And this is a team that started 3-3, and there were a lot of people questioning, not if they'd win the division. I didn't hear a lot of that locally. I thought most felt that they would take the division. But were they true contenders? Were they true top-flight, upper-crust, elite AFC contenders, if not Super Bowl contenders? And I didn't necessarily feel that way 6 weeks into the year. I did in the preseason, before we saw the Patriots come out for the regular season and struggle against Arizona and struggle against Seattle and lose that game in Baltimore at the gun. But now you look at them 10-3, winners of seven straight. They're blowing teams out. I think you have to look at them as the Super Bowl favorites. 508-298-0398. It's the Ace Ticket Hotline. It's how you get in touch with us here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Let's talk to Robin in Alaska. What'd you think of the win tonight, Robin?
Oh, it was a great win, Adam. Just obviously very pleased by the win. But I think before we anoint them Super Bowl champs, until we can beat those Giants, and I know we lost to them in those Super Bowls on some fluke plays, but if we hadn't kept those games so close, it would not have come down to those plays. But one other thing that I want to say about the Houston Texans, though, is just I think they were very exposed today. especially Gary Kubiak. I mean, he was a coach that was going to be fired about 3 years ago. And if it wasn't for Arian Foster, this guy that they picked up off of free agent heat, just being this dynamic guy, I don't think the Houston Texans would even be anywhere near as good as they are. So I think Gary Kubiak, the reason he's even in the NFL as a coach today is thanks to Arian Foster. And he's a joke, and so is Wade Phillips.
Well,
so I think the Houston Texans are very, very overrated, and you saw that tonight.
Well, look, Robin, and I appreciate the phone call. I'm not going to lump in Wade Phillips as a D coordinator because I do think he's a good coordinator. If he were head coach, then yes, I would tend to agree with the caller. And I do agree with Kubiak. How many times did they have an incomplete pass on first down or get stopped on first down and run it again on second and 10 and put Matt Schaub in third and longs all night? And this isn't to take away from what the Patriots defense did, because I think they played well yet again for the fourth straight game. But, you know, the play calling was suspect because you don't want to put Matt Schaub in third and long. So I didn't think Kubiak had a great night, but I do think that's representative of what Kubiak is as a head coach. He is conservative. And that's represented in how the Texans play. They want to run the football down your throat. And I didn't think they could pass with teams like the Patriots, teams like the Broncos. We did discuss their loss earlier this year on the pregame show with Andy Hart and Paul Perillo. Texans' only loss coming in was against Green Bay. And that was 42-24, a similar type of loss. Two teams that spread you out and can get up on you quickly and score a bunch of points, and the Texans can't keep up. So we've seen that twice now with this Houston team. If the Patriots get them again, regardless of where the game is, Houston or here, I don't think you got to be afraid of that Texans team. The Patriots and the Packers have each spread them out. They've each hung 42 points on what's supposed to be a vaunted defense. So I'd agree on the Kubiak thing. His first point, not saying I'm not anointing the Patriots Super Bowl champs, just saying they look like the favorite right now. With three blowouts in their last four games, they look like they're separating from the pack. Whereas maybe Houston and Atlanta, the way they started, they both take bad losses this weekend, Atlanta to Carolina, and the Texans get hammered on the road, 42-14. So if that's what you're dealing with here, seems like they're coming back to the pack a bit, and the Patriots are separating themselves out. Let's go back to the phone calls. Joel is in Atlanta, Georgia. How do you view the Patriots after this game, Joel?
Definitely Super Bowl contenders at this time. I mean, I called in during the pregame show and, you know, talked to you guys and told you I thought the Patriots are Super Bowl contenders. And I'm going to say one word, Adam.
Okay.
Mayo. He earned his paycheck today.
Well, I'll tell you what. And Joel, look, we do the
Kraft
good, the bad, and the
Mayo
injured.
Go together.
Exactly, Robert. I go through the good, the bad, and the injury. I try to keep it to a three-up, three-down type of scenario. But other guys that easily could have been on the good list, Mayo, who I thought was phenomenal last week with his big-time sack of Ryan Tannehill at the end of that Miami game. I thought Vince Wilfork easily could have been on the good list tonight, the way he was blowing up plays in the Texans' backfield. I thought Aaron Hernandez had a chance to be on the good list. Kyle Arrington breaking up plays had a chance to be on the good list. I thought there were numerous players who could have been on there tonight. I just thought the three I listed, Brady, McCourty, and Lloyd, separated themselves a bit. But you're right. The Patriots now appear to have some playmakers on defense. And Will Fork is a guy who I know his snaps are a little down last season from when they were way up. But he's a guy who I feel like every week I want to put on my good list with the way he's blowing up plays in the backfield or tipping passes or whatever it is. I feel like he is building off what he did last year where, in the eyes of many, he had a breakout season in what's been a very, very good career here in New England. Patriots down Houston 42-14. And as I said off the top, statement game for the Patriots. It's their seventh win in a row. And to me, it serves as notice that they're the team that represented you in the AFC last year in the Super Bowl. And to me, it looks like they're heading back. You know, to me, with the way they played tonight, you have to consider them the Super Bowl favorites because their defense is trending in the right direction. They just beat what many viewed as, if not the best team in the NFL, the best team in the AFC, certainly. And it wasn't close. Wasn't close. Let's continue with the phone calls. Vinny is in Michigan. How do you view the Patriots after that win, Vin?
I can say is holy Dante Stallworth. I was so critical of them bringing him back over Branch, but I think they gave Branch his run and he wasn't adding anything big, and they said, okay, we'll go with Dante. I don't know why they did, you know, any other reasons, but man, you know what fired me up is that Tom Brady run for that first down. How can you not? I don't know how anyone can not love Tom Brady. There's a lot of Brady haters out there. If you see it, the way the guy plays and how he competes, I just don't understand how you can not like him. And lastly, the San Francisco game is going to be the same as this game. It's going to be a big win, I'm guessing, by at least 21. Kaepernick is not. I don't know why they went to him, and I don't think he can throw as well as he needs to. I just think they're gonna do what they did to Tebow last year with Kaepernick.
Well, and there's a lot there, Vinny, and I appreciate the phone call. 508-298-0398. I do like the Kaepernick move, and I do think the Niners have a better defense than Houston. So I'm not sure it's going to go that way, especially since it's 6 days later. The Niners have an extra day to prep. They got to fly to the East Coast, so maybe that washes out. I think the Niners are a better team than Houston. I do feel that way, and I like the Kaepernick move. But we can get to that on the pregame show and over the course of the week, right? On the Stallworth thing, it's a good point. I wanted them to bring in someone other than Stallworth, and maybe Branch isn't fully healthy. Maybe that's why we didn't see him here. But look, Brady took a couple of shots down the field to Stallworth. I thought he missed him on one play where Watt was in there pressuring Brady, so maybe he didn't get a chance to step into the throw, and he put it behind Stallworth, who had to adjust and turn around. And then there was a 63-yard touchdown. In his first game back, the guy was signed on Monday. Now look, he was here in training camp. He's been here previously in 2007, so it's not like he's new to the offense, especially with Josh McDaniels as offensive coordinator. So he was in a better spot to pick things up, but I don't know. I didn't expect Stallworth to be much of the game plan at all. We discussed it on the pregame show. We didn't think he'd get Deion Branch-type snaps or Julian Edelman-type snaps, and it turns out he pretty much did. You know, he was your third receiver all night, and he made the one big play running away from guys. He made a great cut. Remember, that's a third down play as well, and the Patriots' offense had gone stagnant to an extent after scoring on their first three drives. They went back-to-back-to-back three and outs after that. And then Stallworth's play and touchdown really put the game to bed. Let's continue with the phone calls. Brian is in Brighton. How do you view the Pats after the win, Brian?
I want to take this with a grain of salt, Pac-Man, to be honest. Like, it's a good win, all right? We beat a good team,
so,
but that's a good team.
You can take it with a grain of salt. It's a great win.
Yes. But a great win can also lead to, I mean, a loss in the playoffs. So let's tone it down. There were some calls and questionable calls, and that's what I was calling about. With the fumble that Schaub had, I don't think that was a fumble.
The fumble that Schaub had, I mean, the Texans recovered it, correct? You're talking about the Wilfork play? I mean, they had to punt anyway in that situation. We're talking about the same play?
Yeah. But I thought that was, and as a Pats fan, we should be the first to admit that was a tuck rule. He went for the throw and then stopped.
I mean, but I guess, Brian, my point would be they were going to lose the football anyway. So outside of field position, what was the issue there?
But that was a loss of like 15 yards. I mean, shame on Kubiak. You should have challenged that. Good on Schaub to still go for the ball, but then that made it look even more like a fumble. But that was not a fumble.
Yeah, look, Brian, I didn't think it was that egregious. I mean, if you want to get on some of the pass interferences in the end zone, fine. I thought there were some questionable calls, or not in the end zone, just pass interferences in general, fine. I don't think the Patriots won this game because of the officials. I don't. And you can take the game with a grain of salt if you want. Maybe I'm overreacting here, but I don't just think it's the exception to the rule here from the Patriots. They've won seven in a row, and three of their last four have been blowouts. And I don't know that we can look at the Colts blowout quite the same anymore now that Indianapolis is 9-4. And they're only two games behind Houston in the division, and two of their next three games are against Houston. So let's see how that plays out before we just look at Indianapolis as a garbage team. They've done a lot of it against poor opposition, but so has Denver. And everybody is anointing Denver as this red-hot team. They've beaten no one, unless you want to count the Bengals, over this winning streak stretch. I think it's eight in a row now for Denver. And you've already beaten them head-to-head. And you didn't just beat them, you blew them out here in Foxborough. I know they made a run at the end of the game. A lot of that was cosmetic. So I'm not saying that's a team I necessarily want to see, but I would pick the Patriots easily in a game, especially if it's here in Foxborough. So, you know, maybe we're overreacting, or I specifically am overreacting to what we've seen over the last month, but it seems like the Patriots, since the addition of Tlaib, and I don't just think it's because of the way he's played individually, they're doing things differently on defense. They're coming after quarterbacks, and the metrics for the three previous games before this back it up. They blitz 15% of the time in their first nine games of the season. They blitz close to 30% in their next three after the addition of Tlaib, almost twice as much. And they were getting after Schaub again tonight. And some of it is because they stopped the run, and Kubiak continued to bang his head against the wall, running on first and second down, and putting Matt Schaub in third and long situations where the Patriots can pin their ears back. That may be some of it. But the defense has played well now for a month, and you already know what the offense can do. And tonight, by the way, there was nothing weird about how they blew out the Texans. There wasn't a play where Mark Sanchez, you know, runs up the backside of his offensive lineman and the Patriots run it in. There wasn't a Julian Edelman, you know, fumble recovery on a kickoff return. You know, there wasn't interception returns for touchdowns. These were lining up and going down the field against what's supposed to be among the best defenses in the NFL. You want to hear the Patriots' touchdown drives? 7 plays, 56 yards. 6 plays, 82 yards. 8 plays, 70 yards. 5 plays, 74 yards. 9, 72. 10, 68. You know, these aren't big play, special teams, defensive touchdowns. These aren't one-play drives. These are sustained. Work your way down the field. You know, offensive scoring drives. And it's what we've seen out of the Patriots now consistently all season. And their blowouts before had been special teams plays or defensive touchdowns or whatever it's been. Tonight, it's not what it was. Tonight, it was their offense marching down the field and running it down the throats of the Texans in some cases, throwing it all over the field, and Tom Brady slinging it to Brandon Lloyd, slinging it to Dante Stallworth. So I thought that was the most impressive part of the game for the Patriots. Their other blowouts, Indianapolis, you know, and the way they handled the Jets on Thanksgiving, to me, there were some big plays in there that you don't typically see. This game, 6 offensive touchdowns. They were all long and sustained. And over the last month, the defense has been playing great. It's the Sunlight Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones with you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. We'll get back to your phone calls, your emails, and whatnot. But let's head out to the Ace Ticket Hotline. We welcome in Kyle Arrington, Patriots cornerback, to the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Kyle, you guys have won 7 in a row. We've been calling this a statement game for you guys, a 42-14 win over Houston. What's the win mean to this team?
It's big. It was big for us. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. Sorry. But it was a great win. Great overall team effort, you know, offensively, defensively, kicking game. So, I mean, we're definitely going to relish it for the next 24 hours. You know, that we have another tough opponent coming in on the Sunday night.
Kyle, what have you guys done differently over the last month or so since the addition of Aqib Talib?
I think we always, you know, say you want to be playing your better or your best ball around this time of the year. And not that, you know, we felt like, you know, we played our best. You know, we always, you know, be better, do better. So I think it's just great leadership on the people's part. You know, it starts, you know, with Coach Bill, you know, Mayo, Vince, Tom. And, you know, we just try to do our best to follow suit.
Talking to Patriots cornerback Kyle Arrington, a tackle, and a couple of pass breakups in this 42-14 win over the Houston Texans. He's joining us here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Kyle, you've really thrived since moving into that slot corner role. What makes you a good fit for that spot?
Just understanding, you know, where your help is, where your help isn't, things like that. Focusing more game planning throughout the week. Just trying to, you know, execute better. Overall, as a team, you know, we're trying to do our best to execute the game plan, best of our abilities, you know.
And finally, Kyle, you said there's a big one 6 days from now here in Foxborough against the San Francisco 49ers. What was the message from Coach Belichick about that next game?
It's going to be another another tough one. You know, they're a physical team. You know, so we got to put a big boy pads on once again and, you know, get ready.
All right, he is Patriots cornerback Kyle Arrington. A couple of pass breakups in New England's 42-14 statement win over what was a one-loss Houston team. Kyle, we appreciate you after the win. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you for having me. You guys have a good night.
All right, Kyle Arrington joining us here on Patriots.com. And we said in that slot corner role, huge defensively tonight for the Patriots as the defense gave up just 14 points and seven of them came late. You know, if you want to look at that as 7 points for the defense, I wouldn't argue with you. And that last touchdown came after one. You know, a lot of your twos were in the game. And two, you had an interception by your backup quarterback that, you know, gave the Texans somewhat of a short field in that situation. So, I don't know. That defense to me has been trending in the right direction for the last month since the addition of Aqib Talib. And you know what that did? It lets you put Talib and Dennard at corner. It lets you play McCourty and Gregory at safety. And for whatever reason, that combo is working for the Patriots. And Kyle Arrington as the slot corner or that nickel guy, it's been a huge addition for the defense as well. You know, I've crushed him at various points this season when I thought he's had rough games. But since he's slid back inside in that fifth defensive back role, he's been very good for this Patriots team. And I think it was on display tonight as they beat the Texans 42-14.
Couldn't have found a more polite guest, too. He was genuinely happy to speak with one Adam Jones.
Know, it's always nice when they're happy to join us here on the Sun Life Patriots post-game show. Adam Jones with you live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. I see you guys on the phones. Continue to hang out there, 508-298-0398. We will get to your emails as well, webradio@patriots.com. And coming up next, we head to the podium, and we hear from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick on Patriots.com.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of the smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to the Patriots Postgame Show, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios, here's your host, Adam Jones.
Sun Life Patriots Postgame Show, Adam Jones with you live from our Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. New England blows out the Houston Texans 42-14. Houston now sits at 11-2. They're still the best team in the AFC by record, but the Patriots and Broncos right on their heels at 10-3. Ravens a game behind that at 9-4, along with the Indianapolis Colts. Patriots hold tiebreakers against now three of those five teams, or four teams rather. The only team that holds the head-to-head tiebreaker among the top five in the AFC is Baltimore over New England by virtue of their Week 3 win at home against New England. You'll hear from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick at the podium shortly. Also, Tom Brady, after his huge day, four touchdown passes in the win over Houston. You'll hear from him as well. But first, let's knock out some of these phone calls. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. I believe after this game, and not just this game, winning seven in a row, three of their last four by blowouts, I think you have to look at the Patriots as the favorite to win the Super Bowl. You know, not saying it will happen, but I like their chances better than anyone else in the NFL, especially after a statement victory like what we saw tonight. What do you think? Let's go to Jake in Pittsburgh. Jake, how do you view the Patriots after this win?
Hey, well, it was fantastic. I mean, this is not what I expected tonight, definitely against Houston. But 2 points. First of all, I have to say, without Gronkowski, this is kind of amazing. Arguably your best offensive player, you're doing this.
Can I jump in for a second, Jake? Did you notice on the broadcast tonight on Monday Night Football how much Gruden and Tirico were harping on the Texans playing without a tight end?
Yes.
Over and over again. They're talking about how's Houston going to run their sets without Graham or whatever the guy's name is who was out? The Patriots are without Rob Gronkowski. It's like they barely even talked about it. You're right, Jake.
I actually don't think they mentioned it. I didn't hear it at all. But, I mean, that's just amazing to me. And second of all, though, and I don't want to be Mr. Negative, but isn't this kind of eerily similar to 45-3 in 2010?
Well,
and 2010 in general, because it's kind of like 2010, remember, they knocked out all those good teams, Chicago, and Green Bay, and then now they're playing some good teams. They're getting hot late in the year. I'm kind of worried about seeing Houston late again, because what if it turns into the Jets in 2010 again?
I mean, look, and Jake, it's a fair point, but I viewed the Patriots as the favorites then, and I still don't think I was wrong in that regard. Like, obviously they didn't win. I never said they were a shoe-in or a lock to win the Super Bowl, and I'm not saying that about this team now, but I like the Patriots' chances that year better than anyone else's. Last year, I didn't, to be honest. I thought they were a contender, but I didn't put them head and shoulders above anyone else, or not head and shoulders, but above anyone else. I thought they were in the mix. There's still more three more weeks to play out, and I may come in here next week, and depending on what we see against San Francisco, and that is a tough physical defense. I do think San Francisco's defense is the best in the NFL. I think the Texans are among a handful, if not just one or two of the best defenses in the NFL, but I do think the Niners have a better defense. So who knows? They have an extra day to prepare. They got to come from the West Coast. So maybe that evens out. But look, especially if they beat Houston and the Niners back-to-back, and I don't care if they beat the Niners on a game-winning field goal, you know, or if they have to sneak by at the end. That is a legitimate team. I think that's the best team in the NFC. And you just beat tonight what was considered, by me, the best team in the AFC coming into this game tonight. You know, they had won against Denver, or at Denver, rather. They had beaten Baltimore, and they manhandled Chicago earlier this season when the Bears were playing well. I thought those were three excellent wins. So I viewed them as the team with the best resume, on paper the best team in the AFC, and you just blew their doors off. So, yes, could the Patriots lose a game in the playoffs? Of course they could, just like they did in 2010. But I felt the same way about the Patriots that year. They were blowing teams out. They were dismantling them. And I would say the one difference is I think this defense is playing better. Now, there's still three more games to make me change my mind, but I do think they're playing better on defense than they were in 2010. So if you need a reason to feel better about the way this defense is playing compared to that defense, or this team, rather, is playing compared to that team, that's where I'd go. And the point that they're without Gronkowski is a good one. It's something that not just the Monday Night Football crew failed to mention. I haven't mentioned that at all over the course of these last couple of blowout wins for the Patriots, or at least since they lost Gronkowski. 508-298-0398. Let's go to Adam in Fort Worth, Texas. How do you view the Pats after their 42-14 win, Adam?
Hey, great win, man. Two points. I mean, you just brought up one. Is that, first of all, yeah, I thought it was pretty funny that nobody talked about Gronkowski at all on the Monday night broadcast, and all they talked about was how their secondary tight end was out. They couldn't run their two tight end sets well.
It would be like if the Patriots were without Daniel Fells, you know, and just going on and on about how they can't run their sets without Daniel. That was mind-boggling to me. But right, continue, but Adam. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. The big thing for me was I think a lot of people questioned whether or not this team could win. All they talked about all year was how we lead the league in turnovers, and every game we're plus one, plus two, plus three turnovers. And if we didn't get that turnover, or we didn't win the turnover battle, could we win the game? And just watching ESPN now in the stat line, we were even on turnovers. We're about even on yardage, even on time of possession, and we dominated the Texans, a team that I think a lot of people had tops in the NFL. And that says a lot to me. It was that all things considered, when things are even, is that you still come out and you can play your best game. And I really thought the defense showed up, like you said earlier, in the pass rush. I felt like Schaub just could never get settled in. I thought he was off on a lot of his passes. And they did a great job of that tonight. And hopefully they can continue to build on that. Like I said, I tempered my hopes a little bit, but it is definitely looking good going ahead.
Oh, absolutely. And, Adam, we appreciate the phone call. And you make a point on the pass rush. I just looked it up because I agree. I think the pass rush had a good night. They only had two sacks, but they played a lot better than that stat. I can tell you that right now. Mayo was in the backfield seemingly all game. Will Fork blew up a number of plays. So I would not look at the number of sacks the Patriots had tonight and feel that was indicative whatsoever of their pass rush, because they were all over Matt Schaub, who looked tentative, looked confused, was constantly in third and longs. Look, I looked at that Houston team, and I said all week, I said it on the pregame show, and I've said it on various other shows as well, I thought Houston had more at stake in this game than the Patriots did. They came in, they were viewed as Super Bowl contenders, and they got knocked down a peg. It's a statement win for the Patriots, 42-14. You know, teams that are viewed as Super Bowl contenders, or I guess teams that have won that you've gone up against with explosive offenses, the Packers and the Patriots, each of them hung 42 on you. 42 points. So, I don't know. If the Houston Texans get in a game where an offense can spread them out, like the Patriots or the Packers, they're going to lose, and they're going to lose big. That's my takeaway from this Houston team. As good as they are in the front seven, their offense can't hang, and opposing offenses can spread them out. That's a problem for Gary Kubiak and that Texans team. And some of it is how he coaches, as the caller pointed out earlier. Extremely, extremely conservative. Let's go back to the phones. Our buddy Melvin is in Tennessee. How do you view the Pats after that win, Mel?
Loved them. I thought that, you know, that I thought that that type of performance was really what I was looking forward to all year. I was concerned maybe after the Buffalo game that maybe we had hit our midseason mark. I didn't know if the team was going up or going downhill, but they really answered that. They're really going uphill, and I really like the caller just said previously, defense looking good, quarterbacks looking a little bit better. At Kyle Anthony, and I didn't know he had it in him. He's played really well these last couple of weeks. And only little bad thing about it, I guess I could take away from it, but man, Wes Welker has made his mark on dropping some passes game now.
It's true, Melvin.
Yeah, it is, and that's really concerning. I was like, I don't know if he's lost a little thing after the Super Bowl, or it's kind of a common theme with him just dropping passes right in his hand every game. So it's good of a night. He had an okay night, but you know, he had a lot of passes in his hands to let him go. But you know, as far as things goes, I'm looking good. Like I said, I called last week and said I thought the 49ers would be really tough. 50 game is gonna be really tough, but I really wasn't that concerned with the Texans.
Yeah,
I thought we could handle quite well.
And Mel, I appreciate the phone call. Here's where I agree with you on that. I think the Texans came in a much tougher spot. Three road games in a row. Only five teams in the NFL have won that third game on the road since the year 2000. So over the last 12 years, only five teams have done what the Texans were trying to do tonight. Now, look, anecdotally, how they lost the game, it was pretty ugly. So I think if they hung with the Patriots, maybe you could look at that and say, well, it's a tough spot, but they got their doors blown off. So I didn't see this coming. I predicted 27-21 Patriots on the pregame show. I'll probably be looking at something similar next week for a prediction against the Niners, but I'm with Melvin. That's a game that I think is tougher for the Pats. I thought they were going to beat the Texans. Prior to this game tonight, I thought the Niners would come in here and beat you, but you may have to rethink it now after the way the Patriots have been playing. But that's how I felt about it before this display tonight. I may have to rethink it. Because I thought the Niners were going to get you in a good spot, just like you got the Texans in a good spot tonight.
Just a quick thought for a sec. Just came into my head.
Sure.
It came up during the game with some people I was talking to over the headset. Did you feel, and this is probably justified, but did you feel, especially in the fourth quarter, once it got to, 28-7, 35-7, did you feel the Texans just sort of gave up?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Kubiak wasn't even trying.
No,
they're punting on fourth and ones in a game that's four touchdowns.
It just seemed kind of odd.
I forget who tweeted it. I think it was Giardi. But it was like 28-7, and Gary Kubiak is punting on fourth and one. It's like, who cares? Are you trying to win the game, or do you just not want to lose by five or six touchdowns? Like, what are you playing for? So, yeah, of course they gave up in this game. Of course. And, by the way, Melvin was talking about issues for the Patriots and Wes Welker drops. Yes, it's an issue. I would still throw to Welker. With the game on the line, I know what happened in the Super Bowl last year, and I know he struggled with drops. I would throw to him. I think Brady will as well. Like, I had Ridley on my bad list with the fumble on the opening drive. I'd still run it with Stephen Ridley. It's not like I bench him. It just bears monitoring. And the other thing I thought about putting on, and I put Mallet on, and we got an email about this, and it's probably a good point. WH writes in, the interception by Mallet wasn't his fault. He threw a perfect pass to Basante Schenko, and Schenko couldn't bring it in. Mallet only threw it a little hard. So it's probably a good point. And, you know, maybe I was too harsh. The other thing I was thinking about putting on the bad list tonight was the O-line. Because I felt like Brady was under pressure the entire game. They only gave up one sack, but I felt like he was under pressure. I gave him a bit of a free pass because of who they're going against. That is not a slouch defense. I don't think it's as good as the Niners defense, but it's one of the two or three best in the NFL. So I cut them a little bit of slack. One sack for Brady, or they only sacked Brady one time. I thought they had him hit numerous other times. Thought about putting him on, but I cut him some slack at the end of the game, given the degree of difficulty and who you were going against. 508-298-0398. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Let's go to John in Hawaii. How do you view the Pats after their 42-14 blowout win, John?
Oh, I feel great. How do you feel, Adam? Thanks for having me on the call tonight.
Yeah, no problem, man. I've said repeatedly, I view the Patriots now. I thought they were Super Bowl contenders before. I now think they are the favorites. Not among the favorites or on a short list of favorites. They are the favorite. That's how I view them, John.
Absolutely, absolutely. I actually was just speaking to my father about it, and we both said, right now, as it looks, probably the only kind of threat that the Patriots would have would maybe be Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. I think that they're the one contender for the Patriots that they'll see in the playoffs, and I think that it'll come down to them in the AFC.
Yeah.
I think that the Patriots definitely revealed what Houston really is, and I think that we're going to see
well,
really positive results from the Patriots.
Well, John, I will say this, and I appreciate the phone call. When you look at who Denver, rather, has beaten, and I've heard this elsewhere, but I've been on this thing for like 2 or 3 weeks, right? I've been on this with Denver for a while now. People are saying, this Denver team, they've won 8 games in a row, and they're really catching fire. Well, they've beaten San Diego and New Orleans and Carolina and San Diego again and Kansas City and Tampa and Oakland. The only nice win in there is Cincinnati, who just choked away a game against Dallas. And that's it in their 8 games. And I've also heard, well, now they're rounding into form. They started 2-3, but they're rounding into form because Peyton Manning has found his stride and he's playing better. No, their best win of the year came week 1 against Pittsburgh. So how are they able to do that before Peyton Manning hit his stride? Explain that to me. Their best win of the year came week 1. So I've been on this thing for a while. You've already beaten them. I think it's unlikely, barring a loss to San Francisco this week, that you're going to have to go into Denver and beat them. And I think you can. Even if you had to go into Denver, I think you can beat that team. So what are there other teams I'd rather see in the AFC? Sure. You know, there are other teams I'd rather see. And I think this Houston team is one of them. But I don't know. That Denver team to me is fattening up on a lot of garbage teams at the bottom of the AFC. Let's go to Chester, our buddy in Portland. How do you view the Pats after that win, Chester?
Oh, Adam, feeling so, so good about this, you know. And there's been a topic on the table on this show and some of the other shows as well about, you know, the changing of the guard, the changing of culture on defense. And, you know, I think we really saw that clicking a little bit more so today. More specifically, is precisely through Arrington's play out there on the field. He was playing some really inspired football. You know, he's certainly gotten a lot of flack over the course of the year for good reason. But, you know, the larger point here is that addition of Khalid, just like most of us regular guys out there in the workplace, you know, you see a new guy in the fold, everybody else will pick up their A game a little bit more. And, you know, I'm feeling really, really good about what our defense is starting to show out there. Now, I will put out a cautionary note. In looking at Houston's schedule, you know, they only played about 3 or 4 real decent teams, one of which being Green Bay, who they lost to. You know, I think they're a fraud when they're on the road and they're in cold weather, and I'm really anxious to see if we can get home field over them and to see what they can do in December in Foxborough when it really starts to get cold. And really, they lucked out weather-wise tonight. But fantastic win. Pats Nation, we got a lot to be happy about tonight, and you know, let's just keep this momentum as we go forward to the playoffs here.
All right, well, Chester, a couple of points there. The second I agree with. The weather worked against Houston, absolutely. I disagree that they've beaten up on bad teams. Like, I think there's a big difference between who Houston's played and who's Denver played. Or who, rather, Denver has played. And Houston beat them head-to-head in Denver. They've also beaten Baltimore, they being the Texans, and they beat the Bears. I think those are 3 nice wins. True, they've lost to the Packers and the Patriots. Those teams that spread you out or spread them out might be a bad matchup for them. Or maybe it was just a couple of bad days. I don't know. I don't think they're frauds or that they've beaten up on bad teams. I just think the Patriots showed they're the better team, right? And that's why I view them as the Super Bowl favorites. In fact, I'm looking at a graphic right now on NFL Network, and maybe people are overreacting just like I am, but fans were polled. Top 5 teams in the NFC, NFL rather, and the Patriots are getting 54% of the vote for the favorite to win the Super Bowl. The favorite to win the Super Bowl, and that's how I've framed them. So I'm not guaranteeing they're going to win. I'm not saying they're going to win. But if I had to pick anybody right now, I think it's the Patriots. I think it's pretty clear cut. And maybe we revisit it in a week, Kevin, and the Niners come in here and shut down the Patriots offense, and I'm singing a different tune. But from what I've seen, for the last 2 months.
But until then, you
months,
can be Chipper Jones. You can be Chipper.
Nah, they won 7 in a row.
Not Chipper Jones, the baseball player.
And 3 of 4 of them have been blowouts. And as the caller pointed out, three of those games have been without Gronk. So I don't know. On the Talib point that Chester just made, and I promise we'll go to Belichick at the podium here shortly. But on the Talib point, I don't know that it's just getting a new body in there and everybody else raising and elevating their level of play. I think it's just he comes in and everybody else slots in where they should. Yeah. Like, Dennard and McCourty as your one and two wasn't working. So Talib comes in, Dennard gets to play. All of a sudden, Arrington's not an outside corner anymore. He goes to a nickel spot or the slot corner spot. McCourty fits in at safety, and I think that trickle-down effect is part of the reason at both cornerback and safety, with Talib there and McCourty on the back end. I think that trickle-down effect is slotted in everybody in the proper place.
By the way, Jones, just quick thought. Uh-huh. I just think that, I don't know how to phrase this, but I wouldn't worry all that much about Talib being banged up. I think, and excuse me if you talked about this, but I think...
No, I just touched on it landed, and just said, look, it bears watching. He was questionable. He was on the sideline. He was riding a bike.
Yeah.
But he never got back in the game.
I got a really good look at the play, and he seemed to sort of land on the ball. He actually had a really good chance to pick that ball off. Mm-hmm. He sort of reeled it in fully extended, parallel to the ground, and sort of kind of rolled over. And the ball was, like, almost in your gut where your, like, appendix is right above the hip. And I think he landed on it really hard. And, you know, that was pretty much the product of the injury. And he also, before he got on the bike, was getting loose, running around on the sideline, you know, doing those little high leg kicks.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see him wince a little bit. But I don't think – I mean, it's something that bears watching, but I don't think it was, like, a major injury.
All right. Well, the Patriots blow out Houston 42-14. They improved to 10-3. We've been talking about it here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show on Patriots.com. Adam Jones with you. And as we do during each and every postgame show, let's head to the podium and hear from the Patriots head coach, Bill Belichick.
You know, it's a good locker room in there right now. These guys feel real good about the way they played, and they should. You know, players really did a heck of a job tonight all the way across the board. We got good contributions from all three phases. I thought those guys really tried to play the game the way we need to play it. And, you know, Houston's a good football team, but, you know, we just did a few things better than they did tonight. And, again, players, this is a long week for them. You know, it was a lot of preparation. It was a lot of, you know, getting ready for, you know, a team we hadn't played in a couple of years. That's a real good football team, a lot of good players. But those guys worked hard all week, and it definitely showed up tonight. So, you know, I take my hat off to the job they did. And like I said, they feel good about the way they played tonight, and they did a good job. Well, I mean, everything's important. So, you know, every guy's got to step up and do their job. They do a lot of man-to-man, a lot of five-man rushes. So everybody's got a block guy to block. Everybody's got a man to beat and get open. So, you know, it's a lot of one-on-one matchups. And you know, everybody's got to do a good job, Aaron. But, you know, all the other 10 guys, too. That's a lot of the way they play. And, you know, everybody's got a tough matchup. Again, we got good contributions from everybody. Players did a good job. We had some third and longs, which was a big part of playing better on first and second down. And we rushed, we covered, we tackled. I thought we were physical out there. You know, we played a good solid football game in all three phases. We had a real good field position. Our special teams did a good job, giving the defense good field position. You know, our offense had some good long drives early in the game, gave us a chance to get settled down. You know, they did a couple plays early on us, but we were able to get things straightened out without too much damage getting done. That was a big interception by Devin, you know, to take him out of scoring zone early in the game. So I mean, that was a huge play for us. But, you know, we got a good play from everybody, the line, the linebackers, secondary. Yeah, they all played well.
Is there anybody in the league more valuable than Tom Brady?
I don't know. We don't play everybody in the league. But, you know, he's our quarterback. I'm glad we got him.
That run defense is good as you played all year, especially against such a good back up roster.
Well, they have a good running game, period. Well, they're well coached. They have a good scheme. They're all good backs. Tate's a good back. I mean, they're all good backs. They're a good line. But, you know, our guys competed well. They hit some plays on us, but, you know, we battled in there. You know, thought we held on.
Bill, does the outcome of a game on a short week dictate how quickly you guys turn the page, or you know, regardless of win or loss, or you guys
go? Yeah, I mean, every week's the same. We got to turn the page every week, so, you know, whatever happens, we got to move on, and we will. Yeah, well, I mean, defensively, everybody's got to control their responsibility, and you can't control where the back runs. So sometimes the back runs to where you are, and sometimes it runs somewhere else. But as long as you're doing your job and taking care of your area, the man that's blocking you or the blocker, then that's what matters. We can't control where the back goes. So he could go in a lot of different places, and hopefully if we're all in the right spot, we can, you know, do a good job defending the play. You know, Vince always does a good job in there. You know, he does a great job of taking care of his area and tackling. He's physical. He's very instinctive. So, you know, he does a good job. But, you know, one guy can't make the tackle if the other guys don't do their job. I know that. So, you know, you can be great on defense, but if there's holes for the back to run in, you're not going to make many tackles. So it's about team defense.
Bill, it looks like you guys have plans for watching guys
Well, of course, he's the best defensive player in the league. So, yeah, we definitely plan for him. And Smith, I mean, they got a lot of good players. But, you know, our line, I mean, they knew they had a big challenge, and they prepared hard. I stayed in this week, watching a lot of extra film, really trying to, you know, study up. You know, I thought we had the offensive coaches had a good game plan. We had a good way to attack them. But most importantly, the players played well. And, you know, we had different guys blocking different people throughout the game. But, you know, we were pretty competitive against them, and that's, you know, it's good defense.
Coach, I know we don't recruit the school, but it was a Monday night game.
Yeah, we can't control when the game is. It's just the opponent, so we're not really worried about that.
Bill, on the first really touchdown to Ken off the fumble recovery, it looked like good route, obviously, but maybe a good play fake from Tom to kind of get those safeties.
Yeah, you know, I thought our play-action game helped us. We had, we had a few plays on that, and definitely that was a hard sell action. We were able to get good protection. Brandon broke clean on it. Tom made a great throw, you know, as he did on the long pass to Stallworth too. So, we hit a couple of deep balls against them, and that, you know, it's always good when you can get a lot of yards there in one play. You don't have to, you know, drive a 12-14 play. So, you know, it's good to get a couple of, big plays like that. But that was well executed. That was great protection, great run fake. And, Brandon got a couple steps there behind the secondary, Tom in him. So it was well executed play. Players did a good job on that.
Bill, was that something you wanted to do coming in, take some deep shots? You took several others that weren't successful. What was that something maybe the coverage dictated?
Yeah, always. We don't want to throw deep if they got four guys back there. I mean, if we have an opportunity, then sure. If we don't, then no, we don't want to throw it just to lob it up there to two or three guys. So it depends on where they are. We got to read the coverage, throw it to the open guy. Okay, good.
Sounded like Perillo getting slapped down there on that last question by Belichick. But there was also a couple of questions before that, and it's a Sunlight Patriots post-game show. Adam Jones with you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. A few questions before that. Hey, Bill, not is Tom Brady the most valuable player, but, you know, do you feel like Brady's more valuable than the quarterbacks on other teams? And Belichick, I love how he answered it. Well, we don't play every team, so we're just happy to have him as his quarterback. But it ties into the Brady MVP thing. We've been getting this for the last, like, 3 or 4 weeks, and we got another one. Dean writes in, Adam, what fired me up the most, watching Tom run for the first down in the third quarter. He got up. He's all kinds of fired up. The crowd went nuts. The team went nuts. That's a leader. I love it, and I'm sick of all this Peyton Manning MVP sympathy voting. Tom Brady's the MVP this year. Another 4 touchdowns, no picks. And I said earlier in the postgame show, 29 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. And again, Dean is writing into Web Radio at Patriots.com. Fans have been beating the drum now for a while. Well, guess what? The calendar slipped to December, and he just threw 4 touchdowns and no picks against what was perceived as the best team in the AFC. And maybe perceived isn't even fair. Record-wise, what was the best team in the AFC? And he's going to have another chance to do it on national television against the Niners. If he lights them up in similar fashion, not 4 touchdowns, no picks, and a 42-14 win. But if he plays well, 2 touchdowns, doesn't turn it over, you know, throws for 300 yards or has a typical Brady game against that defense, he's going to be your MVP frontrunner. He is. So I've been telling Patriots fans this for a while because the drum has been beating. If they keep winning and they keep winning convincingly, he's going to be the MVP. And maybe the Peyton Manning backstory will be difficult to overcome, but I believe that. Sunlight Patriots postgame show, Adam Jones with you here on Patriots.com. Coming up next, you just heard from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. You'll hear from the quarterback, Tom Brady. That's next on Patriots.com.
Ah. That is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of the smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriot season ticket holder? Join the Patriot season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriot season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts.
I need some of Dunkin's delicious packaged coffee.
Sure, how many do you need?
One for everybody on my holiday shopping list.
Wow, so that's why you brought a wheelbarrow.
Give the gift everyone loves to get. Delicious Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee. Get 2 pounds for just $12.99. Available only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Single pound sold at regular price. Offer excludes 8-ounce packages. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Three receivers to the near side, right, one to the far side, left. Brady takes the snap, steps up, shoots it long and deep, and it is caught. And the touchdown worth 15, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown. Brady on third down throws his fourth touchdown pass of the game. 63-yard play to Dante Stallworth. His first catch of the season goes for 63 and a touchdown.
Gil Santos on the Patriots radio network. Dante Stallworth's 63-yard touchdown catch really was the nail in the coffin for the Houston Texans tonight. Put the Patriots in front 28-7 in a game they'd go on to win by a score of 42-14 as New England makes this race in the AFC very interesting. They move to 10-3. Houston drops to 11-2. It's the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones with you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. Coming up in a few minutes, you'll hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. You can get in touch, 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. Looking over some of the emails, Pablo writes in, one word, Adam, wow. This has to be the best game the Patriots have played in a couple of years. Just a complete and total ass-whooping. Whenever we needed a play, we got it. This is a statement. Keep up the great job. And again, that's Pablo writing in from Mexico City. I agree. And I know fans don't like the season necessarily, and a caller almost brought it up in a negative light, but this is probably their most convincing win on a big stage, you know, not counting playoff games, since 45-3 against the Jets. Like, that's what this is. Because the Jets were a good team that year and a team that had already beaten you. Houston's a good team. Just because the Patriots slaughtered them doesn't mean they're a bad team. It means the Patriots are better than we thought, because my opinion of Houston hasn't changed all that much. You know, maybe watching them, they're a bit too conservative with Gary Kubiak, and maybe teams like the Packers and Patriots can spread them out, get up, and then they can't play. I said this before. How many times did Gruden, reference this on Monday Night Football? Oh, well, the Texans have been behind in some games against Jacksonville and Detroit, and they battled back. Yeah, that's Jacksonville and Detroit. I said this I don't know how many times. I thought the Jacksonville game was an example of how much trouble the Texans would be in if Matt Schaub had to throw the football behind in a game. He came back and he did it against Jacksonville. Great. Good for him. Threw for 500-plus yards and had the game-winning touchdown, and they won in overtime against the freaking Jaguars. To me, that tells you everything you need to know. The Jaguars got up big, and because they're an awful team, they couldn't close out the Texans. Well, guess what? Good teams do. The Packers did it. The Patriots did it. I thought that was an example of how you beat them. Get up big and make Schaub beat you. And maybe he can beat a bad team. He can't beat a team like the Patriots. He can't beat a team like the Texans. That was cemented to me tonight. But by the way, my view on the Texans doesn't really change. I'm just more impressed with the Patriots than I was coming into this game. This was eye-opening. And they have a chance to do it again next week, 6 days from now, against the Niners. Peter writes in from Melbourne to webradio at patriots.com. Pac-Man, nothing to say about this game. With the landscape in the NFL the way it is, it's almost without a doubt the Patriots are the best team in the NFL. I happen to agree. The only team I fear is the Giants and perhaps San Francisco. But the Patriots are indeed the heavy favorite and make the Super Bowl, the heavy favorite to make the Super Bowl and face whatever the NFC throws at us. Redemption shall be ours. And again, that's Peter writing in from Melbourne. I mean, I happen to agree. I like the Patriots' chances better than any other team out there right now. That's why I'm calling them the Super Bowl favorites. But look, there are other teams that I wouldn't want to see the Patriots go against. Peter's right, and a caller referenced it earlier. I wouldn't want to see them go against the Giants again, just given your track record against the Giants. But right now, I'd take the Patriots against them. I would. I'd take the Patriots against anyone. That's how I see it. So I just view them as the favorites in the NFL. And maybe I'm overreacting after this win tonight. And again, maybe I'll feel differently if they lose to the Niners or they have a tight game against the Niners or an ugly game against the Niners. But I feel good about where they're at. And they've won 7 in a row, specifically the way they've won 3 out of the last 4. And actually, scratch that. How they've won 4 in a row. 3 have been blowouts, but I was impressed last week against the Dolphins, and I came in here singing their praises with how they beat Miami. I didn't think it was a great team, but how you closed them out with a big play by Mayo defensively, coupled with your 16-play drive where you ran it 13 times and the Dolphins were all, you know, upset about how you ran the same play over and over again. But the Patriots, how they've won these last 4 weeks especially, since they've gotten Tlaib, they are a different team defensively. They come after you more. And I don't know what the blitz numbers were tonight, but it seemed like they were all over shop. That's what it seemed like to me. Continuing with the emails to webradio@patriots.com. That's where Clayton writes in. Adam, if the D-line plays this well, this team is going to be hard to beat. They, Will Fork especially, were entirely responsible for completely shutting down Foster and making him irrelevant. Now, quickly, I'll interject here for Clayton. You know what Foster was averaging for yards per carry this season? And I think fantasy football pumps him up a little bit. And I'm not a fantasy football hater. I just think this is a case where fantasy football pumps him up a little bit because he gets so many touchdowns. He's averaging less than 4 yards a carry coming in. I was blown away by that. I read that stat earlier this week. I double-checked it before we went on the air with the pregame show. 3.9 yards a carry. Ridley came in averaging 4.5. So, I don't know. I wasn't blown away with Foster. I thought when Ben Tate was in there, he ran really well and arguably looked like the more explosive back. And I know, Arian Foster's been great. But the Patriots' D completely made him irrelevant. Clayton's right. The pass rush was good, too. For the last 2 years, writes Clayton, this Houston team was the one I never wanted to see in a big game because they can run the ball and they can throw it, something I don't think Denver or Baltimore can do, or at least do consistently. And the defense rose to the occasion in a huge way, especially when the offense slowed down a bit near the end of the second quarter and most of the third quarter. With Brady, this run game, Gronk coming back, and the defense playing like this, who beats them? I'm really hoping for the Giants to lose in the first round. And look, we've seen a couple of different callers, and I would lump myself in there as well. I wouldn't want to see the Giants in the Super Bowl, just given your track record. And he also adds this. P.S. Can we please, 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 stop referring to Welker's drops as rare? They didn't tonight, but it seems like every week when he drops a pass, the play-by-play guy calls it a drop or a rare drop. I love Wes, and he's so important to this offense, but the fact is he drops a fair bit of passes now. Bring on San Francisco, writes Clayton. I agree with that last point. I'd still throw it to him in a big spot, but to call the drops rare is inaccurate. And on Houston being able to throw the football, I disagree with that. I didn't feel that they could coming in, and I certainly don't think they did tonight. I'm not impressed with their passing game whatsoever. So that to me was underscored. I feel like I was accurate with that. You want to get up on them early, and Matt Schaub can't beat you throwing the football. Maybe he can beat Jacksonville. He's not beating the Patriots, and he's not beating the Packers. He's not beating those type of offenses if he's down early. So I thought that worked out ideally for the Patriots. They march down the field on their first drive. Devin McCourty gets a turnover. It's borderline lights out from there, in all honesty. 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. How do you view the Patriots? Are they the favorites in the NFL as the best team or the top team to take home the Lombardi Trophy and a Super Bowl? I view them that way because I thought that highly of Houston coming in, and I think that highly of San Francisco next week. So through 14 weeks, yes, I think they are the Super Bowl favorites. You can weigh in here on the Sun Life Patriots post-game show. Sun Life Financial can help you protect your financial security, whether you're in the game or sidelined with an illness or injury. Talk to your employer about Sun Life benefits or visit sunlifeknowsbenefits.com to learn more. Get the benefit. Get to know Sun Life. Now let's head back to the podium and hear from Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. 4 touchdown passes, the 18th time he's done that in his career, as Brady and the Patriots beat the Texans 42-14.
It was a good game. I thought, defensively we played great. Offensive line played great. We ran the ball. We made a few big plays in the pass game, which we needed. So it was a good game. We played hard. We expected to play hard, and it was a tough win. It was a good week of practice, and we took advantage of some turnover opportunities that we got. We also didn't take advantage of a few ones that we got as well. So, I think we can use it as something to build on and try to move forward in the next week against a very good team.
How much did your play action help?
It was great. When you're running the ball, you can, effectively use that play action. And I thought, we scored on the one to Brandon. We had a few other pretty critical plays, trying to fake the run. And you can get some great separation in the defense when it happens, and we did a good job of that.
Tom Brady has taken some heat locally, saying that he won't go to the middle of it. He's been trying to force him the ball at times. Talk about his production tonight. You guys finally hooked it up on the
team. Yeah, he had a great game, made some real critical plays and catches, and I have a ton of confidence in him. I'm not worried about that going over the middle. He made some other big plays, one on the pass interference that got called back. Made another big play coming across the middle. I got a lot of confidence in Brandon, so he did a great job.
Tom, you were
particularly the monster hit that you got that first down from the fourth quarter. Is that just caught up in the moment? What was going on there?
We don't run too often, so just got to show them that I could still do it a little bit. I was pretty fired up at that point, so that was a big moment in the game. I'm happy we got the first down.
Show who?
Huh?
You got to show them. Who are you trying to show?
All the rest of the people out there, the opposing defenses that, you know, say I can't run and, you know, won't move out of the pocket. So at least there's a little bit of a threat there.
Tom,
not a big threat. I'm not like RG3 back there or anything, but, you know,
Tom,
I can make a first down.
How far does this team come since it was
3-3? That's a good question. I think we're trying to make improvements. We started really fast, 3 touchdowns on the first 3 possessions, and then go 4 possessions without doing anything. So, you know, we made a couple big plays that really helped. That's something that we really haven't done a ton of this year. But when you make big plays in a passing game, it makes up for a lot of errors. And we got a great football team coming in on a short week for us. So, you know, we got to put everything into this one the next week.
Tom, more importantly, how is your little girl?
She's doing very well. Thank you.
Your brother, are they excited?
They're very excited. Yeah, they're very excited. It's been a great week. This is a great way to end it.
Was this a statement game for you guys? And, you know, I know you guys one game at a time, but it's high profile Monday night game against Texans.
Sure. Well, it was a big game because they were 11-1 and leading the AFC, and we, you know, had to see where we're at, see where we match up against the better teams in the league. And, we beat Baltimore, who's leading their, we lost to Baltimore, who's winning their division. We beat Denver, who's leading their division. And, you know, we beat the Texans, who's leading their division. So, it's always good to win these games, certainly Monday night game. And we played in a lot of big games here, so. But Monday night in December is an important one for us, and, you know, we came out ready to go.
Leading into a game, so decisive.
Well, they deserve it. I mean, they're a good team, so they deserve a lot of the credit. You know, they're 11-1 and 11-1 for a reason. They made a lot of really big plays at important times, and we did a good job executing early. Our defense really kept us in there the whole game offensively, allowed us to miss a few opportunities and still go out there and score some points. So stuff we can, like I said, build from, learn from, and then, you know, we have to play our best game next week. We're playing against a great football team.
Do these kind of wins impact the opposing team, especially young teams?
I'm not sure. We'll see if we play them again. It'd obviously mean a lot if we did, but it was just a good win. I mean, I don't want to, you know, make more of it than it really is. It was a very good opponent. We played them at home on Monday night. Had an extra day to prepare. I thought we took advantage of it, and we played a pretty good football game. So I think there's still things we could do better, and hopefully we do them better because we're going to need to play almost a perfect game next week. Well, our defense is playing with a lot of confidence, and offensively we feel like we can move the ball. We feel like we can put points on the board. We've done that consistently throughout the season. Our defense has shown us they can really get the ball to us and play some complimentary football. And I thought we did that for the most part tonight. And well, it needs to come together now. This is the perfect time for it. It's we can't wait any longer than this. We got 3 games to play. They're the 3 most important games of the year.
If you had an MVP vote, who would you give it to?
I don't have that vote. If I did, that's a hypothetical. We don't answer hypotheticals with the Patriots. Belichick would stand up here and say, "You moron, why would you answer a hypothetical question like that?" So, and I sit right there, and he doesn't have to look very far. So.
Okay, Stallworth said the only difference he can see when he played with you last 5 years ago is more wrinkles.
Oh, really? He's probably right. It's called kids, marriage, a few losses over the last 5 years. Also had some gray hairs and some wrinkles.
But is your game about the same, as good as it ever was?
No, I hope I can keep making improvements. I mean, I don't think I'm perfect out there. I think I'm still trying to, work on my mechanics and technique and read the right coverages and use my my time to prepare each week effectively and be a great leader for this team. Those are things that I certainly don't take for granted. And it's a responsibility I really take and understand. And, I expect to do the best every time out there for this team because, you know, I've been around for, you know, longer than anyone else on this team. I've been around some great teams, and I can see the attitude of great teams, and I can see the work ethic of great teams, and, you know, that's what I try to encourage. That's part of my role of, as a leader, as a captain, as a veteran, as a quarterback. I try to show up every day and encourage the younger players who haven't been a part of those, so hopefully we don't have to go through growing pains. You can listen and say, wow, Tom, you are right. You know, you're just not screaming at me for a reason.
You know, this daughter you had, by the time she was cognizant of what you do for a living, you probably retired. What game?
I hope not. What game would I show her?
Yeah, on tape.
There's been some fun ones. I like the snow ones. I like those ones. We need some snow around here in December. It's not supposed to be 60 degrees and perfect conditions in December in Foxborough.
Not a Super Bowl, not this one.
I don't know. Hopefully there's some ones to come. All right, I'm going to head home. Thanks, guys.
All right, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady at the podium following his club's 42-14 win over the Houston Texans. Rick Riley, what's the question quota there with Tom Brady? That was like 8 in a row. What videos are you going to show your daughter? And we know Brady just welcomed in his third child here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones with you. Live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. Look, Brady, again, I had him on my good list tonight. I don't know how you couldn't. 21-35, 296, 4 touchdowns, no picks, took care of the football, had the offense moving at a quick tempo. To me, this is one of the best games he's played of the season. This and the Denver game, I don't care what the stats are, and the stats were excellent tonight, and they were very good in the Denver game as well. Those are the games that stand out in my mind because of the quality of the opponent, and because of the way he just managed the game. And I mean that as a compliment, not the way people say Matt Schaub is a game manager, or, you know, Matt Flynn or whomever else, Matt Ryan rather, or whomever else. You know, Tom Brady goes out there and completely manages the tempo of the game. And if he does that against the Niners next week, he'll be looked at as the MVP, the favorite to take home MVP. I found this tweet amusing, by the way. Brian Lowe, Patriots.com, passes it along. Logan Mankins after the game, and this is building on Andre Johnson's comments from earlier in the week about how it's the biggest game in Texans franchise history. Logan Mankins, I know the team we play next week, the Niners, it's not their biggest game in franchise history. So Logan Mankins having a little fun with Andre Johnson's comments there. The Niners have played some big ones. Tom Brady,
the brightest guy in the world.
Witness them up close, B-Lo, as you should know. Also wanted to work in this email to webradio at patriots.com. Our buddy Melvin writes in, Adam, wasn't it funny the Texans are down 3 touchdowns and Arian Foster wants to celebrate after his score? Andre Johnson is jogging during plays. It shows the team's immaturity, possibly a team full of players who are individuals and not a team whose courage was just taken away. And again, that's our buddy Melvin in Tennessee writing in. Look, I think Tennessee gave up. You know, so maybe they're worried about individual celebrations when Arian Foster gets it. But I don't just think it was the players. I think the coach gave up. You got a 3rd-and-1 or a 4th-and-1 rather, or a 4th-and-2, whatever it was, and you decide to punt in a 28-7 game or a 35-7 game. I know you're likely not going to win the game, but who cares? So what? If you don't get the 4th down there, you don't convert it, what happens? Patriots get a touchdown, they're going to march it down your throats anyway. So I don't just think it was the players that gave up. I thought it was the coach as well. Sun Life Patriots post-game show. Adam Jones with you here on Patriots.com. You've already heard from the head coach and the quarterback. You'll hear from a member of that Patriots defense as things are trending in the right direction for them. And you'll hear that next here on Patriots.com.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of the smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts.
I need some of Dunkin's delicious packaged coffee.
Sure. How many do you need?
One for everybody on my holiday shopping list.
Wow. So that's why you brought a wheelbarrow.
Give the gift everyone loves to get. Delicious Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee. Get 2 pounds for just $12.99. Available only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Single pound sold at regular price. Offer excludes 8-ounce packages. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Have a hot take on today's game? Hit up Adam on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email him at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to the Sun Life Patriots postgame show, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Here's your host, Adam Jones.
A lot of good feelings in and around Gillette Stadium after the Patriots hammer, destroy, blowout. The previously one-loss Houston Texans, 42-14. It was a statement win for the New England Patriots. Shots fired across the NFL that this is the best team in the league. This is the Super Bowl favorite. Maybe you don't have to go through Foxborough, per se. Maybe the road won't actually end up going through there, though who knows what kind of funk this puts Houston in. Still have two of their last three games, rather, coming against the Indianapolis Colts. So who knows what happens to them from here on out. I think there's a question mark next to them. And all they need to do is drop one, and the Patriots win out, and it's home field advantage for the Patriots no matter what anyone else does. So you're a game away from doing that. And I think that message was sent loud and clear throughout the NFL, or at least throughout the AFC. Maybe the road won't technically go through Foxborough, but that's the team you got to deal with. That's the team that you're going to have to beat to get to a Super Bowl, to get to New Orleans. It's Sunlight Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones with you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. You can get in touch 508-298-0398. Emails go to webradio@patriots.com. You've already heard from Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. We'll head back to the podium and hear from Patriots linebacker Jerod Mayo momentarily, but I did want to work through a couple of these emails. webradio@patriots.com. It's where Chad writes in, Adam, looks like Tlaib and Dennard are each banged up. Did the Patriots possibly lose their best defensive backs? And I'll add in, Kyle Arrington was another guy dinged up in the game, so potentially three cornerbacks lost for the Patriots. I don't know, at least from all the various reports, and Kevin got on the mic earlier and said he didn't think the Tlaib thing was at least looked serious. The fact that Tlaib was out there the whole second half, he was on the bike, he was moving around on the sideline, it was precautionary,
he
is your read
on the ball. Yeah. And so, I just don't think they saw why risk it.
Keep him out of the game. Arrington, knowing the Patriots like we do, I 1,000% guarantee he'll he would fine. Not be on our postgame show if there was any lingering issue with Kyle Arrington. That's why I didn't even bother asking him about what happened on the play. He's fine. If he's joining us on this show, he's fine.
I actually went the other way on that one because, you know, you got to be pretty crazy and messed up to join us on this show.
Yeah, well,
especially at this hour.
It's a fair point. Maybe he got his bell rung. Maybe that is what
late
happened.
Night with Adam Jones.
And Dennard, I honestly don't know. I know he was shaken up, and I know he's being worked on. But again, at that point, it's a 3-touchdown game, 4-touchdown game, maybe more. So, I don't know. It doesn't seem like anything significant with any of those guys. Tlaib certainly is the biggest one and the one you're going to have to keep an eye on. But I'm with Collins on this one. He's out there on the sideline for the entire second half. It's not like he sat out of view and was getting MRIs and things of that nature. So, to me, it bears watching, but it doesn't seem significant. I don't think the Patriots lost any of those three guys. If they did, then we'll reevaluate, especially if you lose them long-term. But they've been able to overcome the loss of Rob Gronkowski. I find it hard to believe outside of Tom Brady, you're going to have a more significant loss than that. They've been able to overcome it and have six long offensive scoring drives tonight as they hang 42 on the Texans. Our buddy Maurice in Alabama writes into Web Radio at Patriots.com. Guys, I think this game makes the Patriots the favorite, but it's more the defense than anything else. I keep hearing the D was going against lesser competition. It's good to see them do it against a proven team. I agree with that. You know, their last three games, and Perillo talked about this a little bit on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. All right, their last three games were two rookies. One is Andrew Luck, who's playing out of his mind. The other is Ryan Tannehill and Mark Sanchez. So if you want to couch it or table it with who the quarterbacks they've gone against and the teams they've gone against, fine. Though I think the further and further we advance in this NFL season now through 14 weeks, the more you have to look at Indy as a pretty good playoff team. Certainly a team that's going to be in the postseason. I think it was Peter King that wrote today they might be able to go 0-3 the last 3 weeks of the year and still sneak in. They're a playoff team. So the further we get into the season, the better that win looks. But even if you were saying that, I was not. But even if you were saying that, Luck, Tannehill, and Sanchez, those are the quarterbacks you went against, fine. I don't love Matt Schaub, but I do think most people, and I asked this point blank to Perillo on the pregame show, if they do it tonight, if the defense has another one of these strong nights, will you give them credit? And he said, absolutely. And, boy, I can't picture many people being down on the Patriots' defense or trying to find a way to spin this as, you know, it was bad play calling or something by Kubiak that shot themselves in the foot. If people are trying to do that, and I do think Kubiak called a bad game, but that's not to take anything away from the Patriots. You know, I think their defense, he could have been calling better plays. I think they played well tonight. I just thought the play calling made me scratch my head. I think the team gave up. I think he gave up. But I don't know how people are going to try to spin this one. This was a dominant statement win for the New England Patriots. And I've said, I thought they were among a handful of teams as Super Bowl contenders coming into this one tonight. And that's across the NFL, not just in the AFC. That's how I felt about them. Now, I think they're the clear-cut favorite to be your Super Bowl champion. And we've been asking that throughout the course of the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio@patriots.com. And part of the reason isn't just the offense. I also feel like the defense has stepped it up a notch over these last 4 weeks or last month, whatever it's been. And a big reason for that, they've been more aggressive since the addition of Aqib Talib. And a player that was in Houston's backfield throughout the course of the night, Jerod Mayo, Patriots linebacker, who spoke after the Patriots' 42-14 win over Houston.
I finally feel like we put together four quarters of football. Obviously, we came to this game with a chip on our shoulders. You know, everyone talking about, you know, the Houston Texans. And I think our defensive line went out there and played well today. Vince Wilfork, Kyle Love, Dederick, all those guys. Trevor Scott, those guys played very well today. Kept us clean in the back end. So.
Is that really a motivating factor? Is that really a motivating factor, the amount that you heard about?
I mean, obviously, we always talk about ignoring the noise, but you hear it. You know, you hear it walking down the street. You know, so it was a little bit of a motivational factor for me, at least, and I'm sure the rest of the guys felt the same way.
Gerard, talk about how much you guys did on third down. You guys saw a lot of
right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, we always talk about improving third down, you know, and getting off the field. You know, anytime we get the ball in our offense's hands, we feel like they'll go out there and score 40 points like they did today. So it was a good third down conversion rate and something to build on.
What do you think ultimately this game says about your defense and what you were able to do stopping this second
ring? I mean, to be honest, that's something for you to write about, you know, to be honest with you. You know, we're taking it all in stride. You know, we try not to. You're never as good as you think, and you're never as bad as you think. You know, so we're taking it in stride, and we have a good team coming in next week. So we'll celebrate this one and get ready for the next game.
Talk about Vince, too. Talk about
Vince. I mean, obviously, what does that say? You know, from the first quarter on, you know, he was making plays, making tackles, batting balls. You know, he had a little J.J. Watt swat there, you know, at one point in the game, and it was good for us. But he went out there and played from the first snap on, and you can't ask for anything more.
Were you surprised at the disparity between the two teams? I know it's something we get to be careful to answer about, but you guys dominated. Is that?
You know, it's always good to play, you know, in Foxborough in December, first of all. You know, our fans are great, and we put together four quarters. This is what we're capable of, but we have to continue to do it, continue to string them together, and continue to get better.
Are you getting more comfortable with your blitzing? Seems like being a lot of hits on the quarterback.
You know what? That's something, you know, that the coaches are calling. So, you know, I've always said whether I'm blitzing or not, it's whatever the coaches want to do. You know, obviously when those guys are rushing up front like the way they are, things open up in the back end.
What are you more happy about, the third down and just getting off the field or the rushing total?
I'm happy about the win, to be honest with you. But we always pride ourselves on the run game. You know, but at the same time, I think third down is huge for us, getting off the field and making them punt the ball. So. To be honest with you, we just take it one game at a time. But when you go out there and perform the way you do, I think coming to Foxborough is going to be a tough place for any team to win. Thanks, guys.
All right, Patriots linebacker Jerod Mayo following his club's 42-14 win over Houston. You heard him speaking glowingly of his teammate, Vince Wilfork, who again was a force just in the backfield, got credited with a force fumble, though it wasn't recovered by the Patriots, had a sack on the same play. Seemed like he was in the backfield throughout the game. Those two, I think, over the last 3-4 weeks, and even before that, I think those two have had, they're playing some of their best football. And certainly Wilfork, I would even extract out of that from Mayo. He's been on the good list a lot after games, and I had him on there initially tonight, and I felt like Lloyd had to go above him, but he was the one who just missed the cut for me tonight. Checking the emails to webradio at patriots.com, and we don't get these a ton where I just completely disagree with every single point in the email, and it's from Bruce. And Bruce, I encourage you to keep writing in. I would literally disagree with all of these points in your email to webradio at patriots.com. One, Houston has a powerful pass rush. I guess I agree with that. But I think the game was closer than the score looks, writes Bruce. The problem with beating Houston is they let their guard down. If they play Houston again, remember the Jets a few years ago. Patriots beat them badly in the regular season, then in the playoffs. The Jets beat the Pats, who assumed they beat them once, they could beat them again easily. It would have been easier to beat Houston by a few points, or better, rather. I don't agree with that. You know, I think the game was every bit what the score indicated. In fact, maybe it should have been more for the Patriots. I think 42-7 is more indicative of this game than 42-14. That was a garbage cosmetic touchdown by Houston. That's one point from Bruce. And again, I encourage the emails to webradiopatriots.com. I just thought this one was off the mark. Houston has a wise coach. He takes out his key players when they're ahead. I wish the Patriots would do that more. Well, I guess in this scenario, they were getting their tails whipped, but maybe he does that when they're ahead. I don't follow the Texans quite as closely. There must be someone else besides Welker to run back punts. He's too valuable a part of the offense to risk him being hurt in a run back. That's a tough one. Because
that's at
we
least
see
a sane point.
Look, I mean, that's a tough one. Because you've had some injuries specifically, you've already lost one guy who we'll get to here momentarily. I just think once you start having injuries at the position, you eventually have to go to somebody. And Welker's the guy to step up. I'll tell you this. In the playoffs, I want Welker back there. If you tell me you don't want him out there in the regular season, fine. And then there's this one from Bruce. Adam, I heard Edelman got hurt. Why isn't this front page news? He's one of the best players on the team. What happened to him? It aggravates me that I can't find any information on the injury.
He's screwing with you.
You think that's what it is? You think he's screwing with me? Julian Edelman got hurt last week.
It was front page news.
Yeah, it was front page news when he got hurt and when the Patriots
just a little late to the
put
party.
Him on injured reserve.
Maybe he's in like Bulgaria and everything.
He was replaced this week, Bruce, by Dante Stallworth, 63-yard touchdown in that game. I agree, that's a big loss for the Patriots. I'm surprised we'd be saying that, but it is. It just was big news when it happened earlier this week. And Kevin, I read this email to you a little earlier, and this got you all fired up about another email or another emailer that you were reading.
And I don't know if he's listening right now. I don't. You know, it's kind of late in the show, but I just want to get this out in case he listens to the podcast, like so many of you do. There's this guy, I'm going to call him up by name, John Martin, who would just email us incessantly during the show for the first, like, say, 6 weeks of the season, Jones. I'd be literally on the sideline, and my phone would just be going
off. I don't really read the, honestly.
No, and we never
really read a lot of the in-game emails, because especially if they're reacting to something that just happened, maybe I'll set them aside, but I don't read a ton of them.
So broad brush in general.
But
and there's a reason. We haven't read any of your emails because they're garbage, and it's just this guy.
Give an example of what he wrote earlier in the season.
He would write, "Adam, this team has no heart. They have, you know, they can't come back. They're playing uninspired. We need to get rid of them all."
Right, like it would be like in the Buffalo game, he'd write an email like that when it was a tight game or they were down 21-7 and they wind up blowing out Buffalo.
He would say they had no passion and no heart and no this, that, and the other thing. And then all of a sudden, after that Seattle game, for the past, like, 7 weeks, which, you know, coincidentally, the Patriots have won all seven games, this chicken doesn't call in, he doesn't write in, and we get an email tonight. I've been waiting for 7 weeks for this guy. Just waiting by my BlackBerry. And I'm like, should I just write this guy an email right then and there from the sideline, just calling him out, or should I wait till the show? And he has the audacity to write in tonight complaining about John Gruden, of all things, because he can't find anything wrong with
this
team.
In fairness, I did a lot of complaining about Gruden.
Which is fine, but, like, you know, it's just like, God, have the sack to call in when things are going well and take your medicine.
So
they just absolutely, they didn't beat, you know, what was perceived to be the best team. They pistol whip.
So, John, here's what you do. Here's what you do. You call the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. You ask for Kevin Collins. You can speak to him here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones and Kevin Collins with you on Patriots.com. Let's get to one more email, just because it's been mostly good vibes in here tonight, right? A lot of positivity. Let's get to one more email. Ripping each other, right?
He's just worried about running up his mom's
phone
bill.
I rip one email, you rip the other email. Or
hey, Bob,
Daryl.
You're a loser.
Daryl writes into web radio. At Patriots.com. What the hell's the deal with that jackass Brendan from Brighton? You remember that guy earlier in the show? Collins said take the win with a grain of salt.
I remember that guy.
Yeah.
But Brendan, he's a regular caller.
I'm just saying.
So I give him props.
I'm just saying, Daryl, this is Daryl ripping him. I'm not ripping him.
That's fine. Listener on listener crime is the best kind of crime.
Right? We get our own crime. Here's a little listener on listener crime, right? Pats destroyed what was widely considered the best team in the league. And I will amend that to say the conference. We're supposed to take this with a grain of salt? What's the matter with Patriots fans? How spoiled are we if we can't enjoy a complete dismantling of an elite team like we saw tonight? As far as the regular season games go, this is damn near perfect. So seriously, supposed fans like Brendan from Brighton need to either find another team or at least stop trying to spread their nonsense on radio shows like this. Go Pats. And again, that's Daryl writing in to web radio at Patriots.com. Oh, we're starting to get some feedback, by the way, in the emails here. Chad Martin? I wonder if that's a relation to your boy John.
I hope not, for his sake.
Just writes in, LOL, Kev.
He's sane, at least.
Little pat on the back there for Kevin Collins and his rant ripping our in-game emailer, John, to webradiopatriots.com.
I was worried about you, you know, for a period of time while these emails were coming in.
You know, because all of them were Pac-Man, Jones, Pac-Man, Jones, Adam. And I'm just like, this guy might be stalking you or something. Maybe he just loves to email you.
Yeah.
And then after a while, I noticed it was just the same thing
over
6 weeks.
Yeah, guy gets fired up. You know,
and then nothing for 2 months. It's just weird that the Patriots are 7-0 in that period of time.
So anyway, there was a string of negative emails that I figured we'd rip through here, but it's been mostly positive vibes as the Patriots hammer Houston 42-14. Ricky writes into webradio at patriots.com. Adam, Ricky from Mobile here. Tonight proves the Patriots can be the top five defense. Now, I'm not worried about the playoffs, and here come the 49ers, and then we're going to the Super Bowl. That Niners game is going to be difficult. You know, I don't think I'm telling you anything you don't know. And look, Patriots fans, rather, are rightfully over the moon about this win. You should be. It was an excellent win for the Patriots. Excellent win. But, I don't know, in my view, that Niners game is going to be a tough one. And I felt that out of these two, the Niners was going to be the more difficult of the two. And I felt that because it's San Francisco getting you on 6 days. I know it's here. And look, I don't think they have an explosive offense, but I like the Kaepernick move better than Alex Smith. I do. So, I don't know. That's how I feel about it. I think it's going to be a tough game. And I guess I'm looking back and feeling like the Patriots, after this win tonight, I'm reevaluating it. Because I thought the Niners were going to win that game. When I sort of had it projected out, looking at the games, looking at the matchups, I thought the Patriots would win this game tonight in a tight one over the Houston Texans. I predicted 27-21. And then I thought they'd lose to the Niners. Well, now the way they look tonight, I'm not so sure. I'm starting to rethink that. But it represents that I think this game is going to be difficult. And I don't think you blow out the Niners like you blew out the Texans tonight. I don't think that. I think they're a better team than Houston. And I think they are the best team in the NFC. You know, out of that conference, I think it's the Niners, and I think the Packers and Giants are right there. I don't buy into the Falcons one bit.
Me neither. I'm with you.
Checking the phones here, 508-298-0398. This is Brian from Brighton. That's who's dialing us up here.
He's calling to defend his honor.
Wants to defend himself against the emailer who called him out. Brian, you have the floor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it ain't Brendan. It's Brian, first of all. And even the weirdo from Vegas, Jeff.
Yep, Jeff in Vegas.
Like,
is that who called him out with the email?
No.
Yeah, I was going to
say, I
didn't
think Jeff in Vegas does call poor Brian out sometimes.
Gotcha, okay.
All I'm saying is, let's take it with a grain of salt.
Okay.
That's it. I mean, I guess people are very spoiled. I guess we got a lot of kids that are just enjoying the victories. It's great. It's great that we have these victories and these Super Bowl championships that we've had in the last few years.
Uh-huh.
But one victory means nothing in the real season.
Yeah, I mean, Brian, I don't think anybody's saying that, Brian. I think we all realize it's just a regular season game, and there are bigger games ahead in the postseason. I don't think anybody's said anything to the contrary. I just think that, look, we're only evaluating what we've seen through 14 weeks, right? And you can project how you'd like to, but through 14 weeks, the way the Patriots are playing right now, I just feel they're the Super Bowl favorites. You can disagree if that's what you'd like to do,
I disagree through 14 weeks. We did not feel this way in the first half of the season.
But Brian, it's not week 7. It's week 14. So we have more data. We have more to evaluate. And I appreciate you calling back and defending yourself.
And keep calling in, Brian. We all love you. It's true.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You're over the top about Brian here, Collins.
Calls all the time.
Yeah, you're over
he's
the top.
He's loyal.
That's all. You know,
I think he's had a few beverages, though.
Take it with a great...
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
I think that's a fair assessment. Look, if this is just a string of callers, Collins calling in and defending themselves, I'd rather not, since we only have a few minutes left here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. All I'm saying is that now we have more time to evaluate it. In week 6, yeah, a lot of people were questioning what the Patriots are capable of because they were 3-3 and they lost to Seattle. But now we know more about Seattle. You know, now we know more about some of these other teams. Indianapolis, which even as of a couple of weeks ago, didn't look like a great win. And now it's looking like a more and more solid win. They sit there at 9-4, and who knows, if they beat Houston, I think you got to reevaluate Indianapolis as well.
Gun to your head, does Indy win either one of those games against Houston?
I don't know. The one in Indy, potentially. Maybe week 17, Houston doesn't need to have any of their guys go. Although, I guess the Patriots would need to lose a game, and so would Denver somewhere in there. That's not true. Houston has the head-to-head with Denver. They don't have the head-to-head to Houston. So the Patriots would have to drop a game. But if New England drops falls to the Niners, then they don't need to beat the Colts both of those games. So, I don't know. I would say no, but I could see them winning the game in Indianapolis. And look, who knows? The next game for Houston is against Indy. And who knows how they respond? You know, who knows how shell-shocked they look? And at least the first of two against Indianapolis is at home for them, so it's a better spot.
You know what I thought of before, you know, when we were in the pregame social?
Yep.
And I'll close with this.
Yep.
How much different would you feel tonight if Schwartzy hadn't thrown that challenge flag on Thanksgiving and the Lions won that game? The Patriots would be in the driver's seat, number one seed.
Oh, I get what you mean. I thought you were saying how differently would I feel about the win or whatever. The Patriots would be the number one seed in the AFC.
Think about that one brief moment in time and what it did to this whole thing.
I don't think the Patriots need home field advantage. I think they need a bye week. And I said this last week, and I feel this way. Every time they've gone to the Super Bowl under Belichick, whether it's 01, 03, 04, 07 last year, they had a bye. They haven't always had home field advantage. They haven't always had the one seed. But they've had the bye week. They've never done it from the wild card round. And I wouldn't rule it out, but I want that bye week. And I've heard the theory espoused elsewhere. Well, you know, you want to be in that wild card round and fighting for a playoff spot, so you're playing your best football. And certainly it's worked for other teams. It's worked for the Giants. It's worked for the Packers. We've seen it work for teams. Hasn't worked for the Patriots. It hasn't. So I want the bye week, but I don't think they need home field advantage. You know, I think if they had to, and Houston holds on to the one seed and the Patriots are the number two seed, they can go into Houston and beat them. I don't think this was about being in New England tonight. I don't think it was about the weather, although those things certainly helped. The Patriots were 28 points better. They can beat Houston at Houston. That's my belief. Thanks for your feedback here on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show. Adam Jones and Kevin Collins going 2 hours strong after a 42-14 win over the Houston Texans. Change my view on this Patriots team. And they have another big one coming up on Sunday night, 6 days from today. We'll talk to you on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social with Andy Hart and Paul Perillo. And, of course, I'll be here following that one on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show right here on Patriots.com.
This has been the Sun Life Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones on Patriots.com radio. For more news, analysis, and reaction from today's game, tune into Patriots.com radio all week long. Next Sunday, the Patriots remain home to play on Sunday Night Football against the San Francisco 49ers. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is set for 8:20. Be sure to tune into the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social at 6 p.m., followed by the Sun Life Patriots postgame show immediately following the game. Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite teams.